Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
So we have a parade today. A lot of people probably already getting ready to make their way downtown or to the Battery for all the celebrating and stuff. But you know what we need, and I decided this yesterday, is we need a theme song for the Braves' victory.
For sure.
Acuna Jr. injured his knee. Looked like the season was over. We beat Milwaukee and the Dodgers. Then on to Houston, Texas, trying to break that curse. There he goes, Ozzy Albies, giving that ball a good ride. Stealing second base for a free taco. Man, that boy can slide. Dansby Swanson, the private cob. Big piece of meat with a nice head of lettuce on the top. Getting RBIs and he's gonna score 3 or 4. From Freddy to Eddie, Max Fried, Duval, and Riley. Everybody is very happy. Hank is smiling down on us today. Looks like it's time for a parade. I love the Braves.
We love them.
Ah. I love the Braves.
We love them.
Two on the way. Chopper out to Dansby. Dansby throws to first base. Is this happening? It is! The Atlanta Braves are world champions!
We love them! We love them! We love them!
All right, pretty good.
That was not a dumpster fire.
I know, I like it.
And on the phone with us, our celebrity insider, A. Wood. She works in the movie and TV business, sneaking off the set to give us some exclusive casting calls. What you got for us, A. Wood?
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Happy Braves Friday.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm so super excited. But I'm also excited about this casting because, listen, Atlanta Season 3 is finally coming back.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited about this because this casting is one that I know for sure that Donald Glover himself has been very involved in. Between November 17th and December 2nd, they're going to be shooting some very specific scenes for Atlanta. And they need people that are from Trinidad and Tobago. They don't want actors to pretend they're from Trinidad. Donald Glover is making an effort to make sure he uses people that are true. When you talk about doing it for the culture, this is what they mean.
But as people that run like a radio show, we try not to like leave things up to luck or chance. Like, he's just hoping someone in Atlanta is from Trinidad and Tobago and can do this part.
What if you're just Trinidadian and not Tobagan? Is that possible? Are we talking about two sides of an island?
No.
All right. So, Awood, did you have another casting call that you wanted to tell us about as well?
Yes.
All right.
I am looking for people to play male or female to play sheriffs. I'm looking for sheriffs that work the desk. I'm looking for small waitresses. I'm looking for restaurant patrons. All of this for a new TV series. So if this is you, you'll be working on Tuesday. So you need to submit for this right now.
Now, I'm not a real sheriff, but let's get into specifics here. Are you looking for a sheriff or a lawman that plays by their own rules? Or are you looking for more of like a pencil pusher?
Do you need the good cop or the bad cop?
Right. Do you want somebody that plants evidence?
Do they have to come with their own Ray-Bans? Like, how does this work?
I love the thought that you put into this.
Respect my authority.
Method acting. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. So if this is you, follow me on all social at A-Wood Radio. I'll tell you exactly how to get your sheriff or waitress on.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. What's up, Kara?
It's all anybody can talk about. The Braves World Series Victory Parade. They're expecting a million people to come out to show support for our champions today. The downtown parade stepping off at noon at the corner of Marietta Street and Peachtree. Then at 2 o'clock, they'll be in off of Cobb Parkway and Riverwood Parkway. Then the whole thing will end at the Battery around 3 o'clock, and that concert will start at 4:30. Roads are going to be closed both downtown and in Cobb near the parade route, so parking's going to be scarce. They're telling people to get out there early if that's where you're going. And even if you're not going to the parade, these road closures are going to begin in Cobb at 10 a.m. and downtown earlier than that. So if you've got to be out and about, you might want to steer clear from that route. If you were hoping to see Big Boy and Ludacris celebrate the World Series champs after the parade and you didn't get those tickets yesterday, you are out of luck. Those things sold out quick. Fans can go hang at the Battery, but there's going to be a capacity limit. People without tickets are actually just going to be let in on a first-come, first-served basis. So if you want to hang at the Battery, get there early today, too. Some people have even found these free tickets on eBay for hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
I just think, what jerks to do something like that.
Who sells a free ticket?
Exactly. People are clamoring for this, and then to try and profit off of something that's free is just dirty.
Yeah, who sells a free ticket?
Looking at me like, I know who, but I'm just asking who.
The only reason Drex doesn't have free tickets for sale on eBay is because he doesn't have free tickets to sell on eBay.
I don't know about y'all, but I've never seen so many grown men wearing pearls this year, and yes. I absolutely loved it. Even my dad and my husband got in on the trend, but it was all thanks to Jock Peterson. I love this kid's attitude. He wanted to stand out and do something different, so that's where the pearls came from.
Right.
And they started sporting these things like back in September. They became kind of like a good luck charm. And then after today's parade and festival, Jock plans on sending these pearls to the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown.
Who did that come from? Did that come from Jock himself?
That came from a Sports Illustrated writer.
No, but I mean, who brokered that deal? I guarantee this is a Jock move. Because Jock is the kind of guy who's like, these pearls belong in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
Hall of Fame's
of
like, we didn't get, like, we don't have Manny Ramirez, like, gold cross. We don't need your jewelry, sir.
Well, they're also sending the base that Ozzy Albies stole, like, in the first game.
Uh-huh.
Just kind of random stuff.
Well, that should go in the Hall of Fame. Okay. That got us a free taco yesterday. Are you crazy?
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
John, even when you help out around the house, you still somehow end up in trouble with your wife. What did you do?
She's always complaining that I don't help out around the house that much, right? Mm-hmm. So this year, I thought I'd earn a couple, extra brownie points by taking down the Halloween decorations. And we go pretty crazy. So
you wanted to show her that you're a new man, that you've turned a new leaf.
I'm taking incentive, you know what I mean? Trying to help out.
I hear you when you complain, and I'm going to try and do something about it.
But I guarantee John did it wrong. Because there's also a wrong way to put the toilet paper roll back on.
Of course there is.
That's right. I hear it's beard, not mullet. So, we've got a ton of stuff, so all kinds of like gravestones, spider webs. We go pretty crazy.
Geez.
Wow.
So I thought she'd be super, super stoked about it, and I was wrong. She was so upset with me. It was kind of bananas. So upset that she's actually staying at her sister's house now for like the last couple of nights. So
jeez. Over Halloween.
I don't know what I don't. I just need her help. I just need her to get back home.
Do you have kids? Has she left you with the children?
Yeah.
Surely she didn't go to her sister's house because she was mad at you cleaning up Halloween decorations. There's no way.
That's the only reason I can think of.
Well, we're going to find out why she's so upset because we're going to call her in a couple of minutes, figure that out, and then ask her to forgive you for whatever it is that you've done. This is what this feature is all about, man. This is about this is a feature that was made for men. You know, got to figure out what we're apologizing for, and then we ask for forgiveness. And you need help. It takes a village.
Forgive and forget on B98.5. Is it too late now to say sorry? You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
John called because his wife always complains he never helps out, so he took down the Halloween decorations, and now she's mad at him and staying at her sister's. He needs forgiveness, and we're going to help you get that. John, sit tight. We're going to talk to your wife, Angie, here first.
Hello.
Hi, is this Angie?
It is.
Hey, it's Tad, Drex, and Kara at B98.5. How you doing?
I'm good. How are y'all?
We're great. We just wanted to call and ask you about Halloween and your decorations. Oh. We heard that you do a big Halloween spread.
Yeah, oh yeah, I sure do. Yeah. It took me almost 2 weeks to get everything into place, but oh my goodness, it was so worth it. All the neighbors were raving about how cool the house looked.
Yeah, your neighbors were actually calling us. That's how we got in touch with you, is they were saying, we have this neighbor, because we were talking about Halloween decorations, but they were upset because you've taken your decorations down?
Unfortunately, my husband did this time.
It took you 2 weeks to put up this display, and your husband decides to take it down by himself? It couldn't have been easy.
Well, not everything was supposed to come down. Like, the scary stuff, yes, but I keep the autumnal theme going after Thanksgiving, you know?
Excuse me, the autumnal theme?
Is that what she said?
Yeah. You know, like all the cute stuff that screams fall, like gourds and corn husks and hay bales, all that kind of stuff. It's supposed to stay up until I do the full Christmas switchover.
So you have a plan, and your husband violated that plan because he couldn't decipher between a gourd, something that's autumnal, and a Halloween decoration.
I got to write this down. Yeah. There is a difference between Halloween and autumnal.
Everybody knows that. I think if your husband took this down without checking with you, that he should be the one to put it back up, or at least, you know, you could direct him. This should not be tearing you guys apart.
I can't just redo it. Don't throw it all away. Hundreds of dollars of decorations. Gone. So I'm still furious about it.
Threw it all away?
Mm-hmm. In the trash.
Now might be a good time to let you know that John is on the phone with us.
Oh.
This is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget, and John called us because he didn't know what he did wrong. You just took off for your sisters. You're so mad about this.
Hundreds of dollars of decorations, John. Just gone.
I just thought it was all garbage. I had no idea there was a difference between autumnal decor and Halloween decorations. I was just trying to help.
They didn't have to be thrown out, John. The decorative gourds, my grandmother passed those down to me, and you just threw them out in the woods like garbage.
I had no idea.
So the decorative gourds weren't even real plants?
No, they're decorative. If it didn't come from my grandma, it came from Pier One, and they're not even in business anymore.
Oh, gosh. And those are expensive.
Pier One?
Yes, exactly.
I'm super sorry. I don't know how to make it up to you. What can I do?
Well, Pike Nursery is just a block away from our house.
Okay, sure. If that's what it takes.
Yeah, please.
Sounds like somebody's got a honey-do list set up for the weekend.
More autumnal decor? Oh, my God.
Fewer skeletons and more autumn.
John, you're going to learn all about autumnal decor, and you'll never throw it away again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can we just replace the word autumnal decor with grandma's gourds? That sounds so much better. Like,
Angie, this is a feature on our show, as I mentioned, called Forgive and Forget. This is obviously a mistake. So do you think you can forgive him? Maybe go back to the house. You guys can work this out together.
As long as he comes back with some very similar gourds to grandma's gourds, yeah.
John, how closely did you pay attention to grandma's gourds when she was living?
I was not paying that much attention to grandma's gourds.
Grandma's gourds sounds like the band that opens up for Green Day.
Feel Good Friday. I'm Tag. Morning, Drex.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Kara.
Good morning.
And good morning, Courtney and Noonan.
Yes, sir.
This is exciting. We have this $100 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors for you to get your World Series garb. But you're going to have to play a game first, of course.
Okay.
All right, so we know traffic's going to be bad today, but there's a good reason for it, right?
Right.
Yeah. But we have three reasons why traffic has stunk in the past, and we're going to have you try and guess the reason why, the bizarre reason why traffic was so bad. And if you can answer two out of the three right, you're going to get that gift card, okay?
Sounds good.
Starting with bizarre traffic disaster number one, April 12th, 2017, just days before the Braves home opener, a truck headed for Truist Park lost a load of 100,000 foam watts. Was it A, fingers, B, foam baseball bats, or C, tomahawks?
Baseball bats.
We're talking about the Atlanta Braves, Truist Park in 2017.
Foam fingers.
Was it A, B, or C, tomahawks?
C.
And right now, wrapping up those tomahawks that's in the roadway. Windy Hill truck lost the load.
Jeez, Courtney. I wanted you to start off strong. Yeah. That was crazy.
Okay, bizarre traffic disaster number two. On May 17th, 2018, in the same spot as the foam tomahawk massacre, this animal, synonymous with Atlanta's favorite fast food restaurant, had traffic stopped for 2 hours. Is it A, a cow, B, a chick, or C, the Hamburglar?
B.
B, a chick?
Yep.
B, a chick? Okay.
506 for following breaking news from Mark McKay.
Yep, a cow trailer has flipped on I-75.
A cow.
C, Chick-fil-A's mascot is a cow.
A cow.
Yeah. Okay, but their food is chicken.
You got to get this last one right to get the $100 gift card to Academy All Sports. Right.
Here we go. On September 6, 2017, a circus evacuating from Hurricane Harvey lost this animal who shares his name with a popular golfer near the airport. A, a lion, B, a tiger, or C, the popular crossbeat breed liger.
That one's difficult. I'm going to go with B, tiger.
From Channel 2 Action News, reporter Audrey Washington on the scene, having the reports of a tiger on the loose behind the Hardee's that is off of I-75 and the Jodico Road exit.
There we go!
Question, which is more dangerous, a live animal tiger on the roads or Tiger Woods on the roads? I'll give you a couple of minutes to think about that.
For sure.
$100 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. All 10 Atlanta area stores are selling Braves World Series championship apparel, including T-shirts and hats, and you're going to get to go on some kind of crazy spending spree, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
TMZ and People Magazine call her to see what's happening. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Kirsten and Canton, will you kick Kara out of the studio for us?
All right, Kara. See you later.
I'm out of here, Kirsten. Good luck.
I love this accent. I don't know where it's from, but I do like the way you talk.
Thank you.
All right, so we're going to ask you these five trivia questions. We'll bring Kara back in, ask her the same questions. Answer more right than Kara. She pays you $100. Ready for question one?
Yes, I am.
Freddie Freeman and Jock Peterson were courtside for the Hawks game last night. Those two guys play what professional sport?
Baseball.
Number two, Gal Gadot says she's excited to put her own spin on the Evil Queen character in the upcoming Snow White live-action movie. How many little buddies does Snow White have?
Seven.
Number three, enjoy the extra hour of sleep this weekend as we turn the clocks back. Who sings this? Am I gonna turn back time?
Brandy Carlisle?
Number four, the oldest member of the Jonas Brothers is 34. Who's that?
Jonathan.
Number five, after almost a year and a half, Kevin Costner's Yellowstone will return for season four. What state is Yellowstone Park located in?
California.
Bring Kara back in.
I feel kind of guilty asking like a U.S. geography question to someone who's from over the seas. But Kirsten and Canton, you did well this morning. We'll see what happens.
Where are you from? Where are you from?
I'm South African and British and actually American.
Nice. Oh, my Lord. We had to ask.
Right.
Same people would be wandering the streets wondering. Same questions, Kara. Number one, Freddie Freeman, Jock Peterson were courtside for the Hawks game last night. What sport did they play?
Baseball.
That's what Kirsten said, 1-1.
Number two, Gal Gadot says she's excited to put her own spin on the Evil Queen character in the upcoming Snow White live-action movie. How many little buddies does Snow White have?
7.
She does. That's what Kirsten said. 2 to 2.
Number 3, extra hours of sleep this weekend. We turn the clocks back. Who sings this?
That is Shayer.
Well, that's correct. All right, Kirsten said Brandi Carlile. 3 to 2.
Number 4, oldest member of the Jonas Brothers is 34 today. Who's that?
Kevin.
Kirsten said John Jonas. Aww. I don't think that person exists. All right, 4 to 2, Kara's up.
Number 5, after almost a year and a half, Kevin Costner's Yellowstone is going to return for season 4. What state is Yellowstone Park in?
Arizona?
Oh, we're looking for Wyoming.
Oh, man.
Kirsten said Cali. All right, final score this morning, 5 to 2. Kirsten, with all the passports, are you smarter than Kara?
No, I'm definitely not.
All right, Kara, 1,151 wins and 38 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Kirsten.
Well done, Kara.
My prediction, a year from now, Kirsten will call and she will have bought a home where the buffalo roam. She'll be in 5 different places. So no cash, but you are going to see Downton Abbey, the exhibition at Perimeter Point, downtonexhibition.com for all the info.
Wonderful. Thank you.
There's a lot going on in the world, and we tell you about the important stuff. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. It's 827, and it's not going to warm up much from where we're at right now, so bundle up if you're headed out. What's going on, Kara?
Are you wearing your Braves gear? Because in case you haven't heard, today is officially Atlanta Braves Day. No, seriously, Governor Kemp issued the proclamation yesterday afternoon to celebrate their incredible World Series win. The entire state is energized right now, so the parade today is sure to be quite the spectacle. It's going to kick off downtown at noon. It'll hit Cobb County at 2, and then that big concert with Ludacris and Big Boy will start at 4:30. If you didn't get tickets to that concert, you will not be getting in. The parade, however, is for everybody. Any good spot along this route is definitely going to get crowded quickly. So if you're wanting to join in on the fun today, make sure you have a plan. Parking will be scarce. Roads will be closed, but there are a couple of decent spots that you could try and check out. Downtown Woodruff Park area, that's mm-hmm. where the parade is going to step off. That'll be a great spot. The Margaret Mitchell House down here, right before they get to 10th Street and get on the highway, mm-hmm. that'll be another great spot. And Hardy Ivy Park will be a good one, too.
So it's going, the parade is going north to south. It's going toward downtown?
South
it's
to
going
north.
South no. to
okay.
north, yeah.
Jeez, thank you.
If you can't make it out to see the parade, you can watch it all go down today on Channel 2. They're going to have all kinds
good.
Of great
oh,
coverage.
Nice.
Now, I think it's pretty safe to say that the Marietta community is super proud of our hometown kid, Dansby Swanson. Bringing in that home run in the final game of the World Series was huge for him. And a new mural has actually gone up on the Marietta Square. Tons of fans have already gone by to snap a picture of their hometown hero. Ivan Gark is actually the artist who painted the mural. He's from Tennessee. He's not even from Atlanta. But he said he felt such pressure to get the number one thing that the fans love about Dansby Swanson, right?
Yeah.
His beautiful hair.
And the flow.
Oh, lettuce. So this is a mural, and I'm curious because I see a lot of street art, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between a mural and graffiti, and how do we know not to? Because I was living in Inman Park for a while,
mm-hmm.
and I'd be walking down the Beltline. One day, there would be this beautiful mural that somebody spent the entire day working on, and it was majestic. Next day, somebody else painted over that majestic mural, and that's the game.
Oh, no.
How are we going to protect Dansby?
Ted, I live in Gwinnett County, and you just said words like Beltline and Inman Park. That's not even in the same universe as me. I don't even know what you're talking about.
So I know which part of the parade you'll be attending.
Right.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.